Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On a Fire to Inspire with your host, Aaliyah Butler. I tell you, I just thank you so much for joining me this evening on Fire to Inspire. This year is going to be a wonderful, wonderful year for us, and I'm just excited and ecstatic about each and every week coming to you and you joining me. So thank you so very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me. Tonight, our show is brought to you by Nell Jackson Designs, by Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Third Heaven Sound is not just music, it's a sound, unique expression by design. They're your one-stop shop to promote business promotional products, custom promotional products, and corporate gifts, as well as Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, specializing in natural hair, twist, maintenance, sewing, and much, much more. Nell Jackson Designs, they have provided custom-made clothing and accessories for women since 1991. They offer consultations to make sure that they turn your visions into a reality. For women in ministry, they have an impressive line of clergy dresses, robes, and other civic attire custom-made with those special touches just for you. They keep the look sacred, yet they still provide beauty and excellence. The owner and CEO is Pastor Nellie Lockett. Visit www.nelljacksondesigns.com. Again, that's www.nelljacksondesigns.com. Make sure you told them you heard it first on Fire to Inspire. All right, we are back to On Fire to Inspire. We'll kind of give you a summary of where we've been. So as I said, we are going into the new year. This new year, we're walking in it with the greatness that's already on the inside of us. So as God is setting us up for the greatness, we're doing our part on our end. So week one, we talked about smart goals, setting smart goals. Week two, we talked about what is your why. And tonight, we're going to be talking about, are you focused on your future? So I have the amazing one and only Mr. Elder Edward Surratt. Welcome, welcome, welcome to All Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. I tell you, I'm excited about tonight. I am just overly excited about tonight. I can't even keep my composure. I'm so excited because God has done some amazing things, and he is continuing to do some amazing things. So I'm excited about tonight.
Amen. Amen. We're excited about having you. I tell you, it's such a blessing each and every week to be able to come and bring people like yourself on the line and just help people their lives into the next level of greatness, and I'm excited about it, and I'm grateful that you were able to fit us into your schedule this evening. I'm going to introduce you a little bit to the audience. So we have Edward Surratt on the line. Edward is a motivational speaker. He's a peak performance coach, an entrepreneur, a pastor, author, and worship presenter. I'm telling you, he's an author of a phenomenal book I had the great opportunity to read. And I tell you, it took Miss On Fire to Inspire to another level. So you got to make sure that you tap in and get that book. And you can follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. On Facebook, he's Edward L. Surratt, and that's S-U-R-R-A-T-T. And on Twitter and Instagram, he's at Rev Rat, R-A-T-T, Rev, R-E-V-R-A-T-T. And without further ado, again, we are welcoming Mr. Edward Surratt to the platform, and we're talking about, are you focused on your future? So I know you've been listening to the shows in the last couple of weeks and how God has allowed us to be strategic and intentional about the success and the greatness that he's called us to. So as I said before, week one, we talked about setting smart goals. Week two, we talked about what is your why. Because if you understand your why and you understand that your why is bigger than you, then you can set those goals and get them done. So tonight we're talking about being focused on our future. Now tell me, as you're, you know, seeing this and you going out and speaking and things of that nature, do you see a lot of people who are not, they're talking the talk, but they're not really focused on the future? Have you seen that?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's one of the things that's keeping so many people down, keeping so many people back from reaching that level that God has designed for them to do, designed for them to reach. So many people fail to set goals. And then they watch everybody else pass them by, and they're sitting back going, why can I not achieve that? Why can't I get to that level? And they aren't focused. Mm-hmm. They're focused on so many other things rather than being focused on the things they want to achieve. So I see that quite often when I'm out speaking. I see that often when I'm out doing workshops. And even when I'm, you know, even in the schools, when I'm at the middle schools and high schools, I see a lot of our teenagers, you know, who have a desire, but they lack focus. And so that's one of the things that I really deal with, especially in my book, 3 Weeks to a Focused Future. I talk a lot about, I give you 21 simple principles of how to remain focused, on that goal that you, that you're striving for. So I see it all the time, Aaliyah. I see it all the time.
I tell you, I know I've had the opportunity to go in and speak to middle schoolers, speak to even teachers. And, you know, teachers are like, I'm focused on doing what I have to do, but I'm having to refocus them, redirect them so many times because their focus isn't there. And I'm like, wow, that is so true. And then they're held to those standards. So what would you say to a person that, you know, they're ready to move forward, and they've set the goals, but how do they stay focused on getting that goal accomplished? How would you take them, you know, into that realm?
I will tell them to buy my book and follow the. I will tell them to buy my book and follow the instructions in my book, and that would help them. But now, one of the things that I like to tell people, excuse me, is when you have that goal in mind, and people always ask me, Why? You know, I'm having a hard time. I can't seem to remain focused. What is my problem? And it's not so much a problem of staying focused, but people have to realize what it is that they're going after. And once you realize, okay, this is the goal that I have set before me. This is what I want to achieve. This is what I want to gain. Then you have to take that and understand that you have you have something on the inside of you that says, you know what, I can do this. And that something on the inside is your makeup. And your makeup is that DNA. And I'm not talking about the DNA that we see on TV when, you know, the television show, and they say, you're not the father, you know, everybody goes crazy and stuff. No, I'm not talking about that DNA. I'm talking about the DNA that stands for your directives necessary for achievement. Everybody has that DNA inside of them. So when you're out there and you're trying to achieve those goals, you must remember your DNA. And we talk about DNA, directives necessary for achievement. So one of the first areas is your directives. And what does directives mean? Directives can be defined as instruction or order to indicate or guide. To indicate or guide. That's so key when you think about directives, something that's going to give you instruction, something that's going to indicate or guide you. Because most people, when they are focused, they lose their directives because of one word, and that word is fear. That word is fear. We all know fear is nothing but false evidence appearing real. So in order to remain focused, you have to have your directives in order. Are your directives in order? And that's a key factor in being focused on your future, because so many have allowed their directives to be out of order. And so you find yourself focused on what other people have what other people are obtaining, and you don't know how much prayer time they spend in the closet to get what they have. You don't know what they had to go through to get what they have. I encourage my audience, I encourage those, focus on the goals that you set for yourself. Focus on those goals. Make sure your directives are clear. Make sure your directives are in order. Make sure you're following that which you have set forth before you. Quit looking at everybody else and that's how I want to be. That's what I want to do. That's my measure of success. No, everybody has their own measure of success. Don't allow fear to keep you from obtaining that. Don't allow fear to block your directive. So that's one of the first key components that I like to tell my audience when it comes to being focused on your future. Don't allow fear to block your directives. And that is so key. We talk about getting to that next level of greatness. And then start talking about how, you know, one in my book I talk about you have to reflect on your past. You know, take a sightseeing tour, know where you are. Because when you understand and know where you are, then it's time to get moving. Then it's time to get moving. Because oftentimes, but this was January the 19th, and a lot of people made those, you know, those New Year resolutions to get in shape. And but in order to make that resolution, you had to know where you are. You had to look in that mirror and say, you know, I don't like what I see. I don't like how I feel. So you have to know where you are. It has to be a reflection period when you are on your path of greatness, when you are focused on that future. There has to be a period of reflection. And once you reflect, it's time to get moving. But a lot of people, they take that sightseeing tour and they look at themselves and they don't like what they see. But the sad part is not only do they not like what they see, but they remain. Rather than making a change, rather than doing something different, rather than saying, you know what, I'm going to do something about this, they stay right where they are. And why? Because they are not focused. They're not focused. They're not serious about being focused. Their directives aren't clear enough. They aren't being guided by their directives. They're being guided by other people's directives. They're being guided. And that's a sad thing that a lot of us have. You know, your opinion of yourself is not based on someone else's opinion of you. Because someone else can be so jealous of you that they'll put you down. And they'll start talking negative about you. They'll start talking bad about you. And then your directives become, you know what, I'm not important. Your directives become, you know what, I can't do that. Your directives become, that's not me. That's not going to happen for me. Your directives become less and less. And you start saying, well, that's for them. That's not for me. Don't allow someone's opinion of you to be your opinion of yourself. Make sure your directives are clear. Because God gives us all, God gives us all choices, and it's up to us to make that right choice. So I have to ask the question, are your directives clear when you are your directives clear when you are focused on your future? Are your directives clear when you're focused on your future? So you have to reflect. And then once you reflect, there's a period of refocusing. You have to adjust your mindset to focus on your goals. Just like taking a picture, you have the automatic cameras and everything has to be right. But if you don't have, if you have an old school camera, you know you had to be steady. The people had to be still. Nothing could be, you know, everything had to be perfect. Even in the society with the automatic cameras, you know, you still have to be in focus in order to get a good picture. So you have to have that right mindset in order for your goals to come out clear. You have to have that right mindset. When you are focused on your future, your mindset has to be right. Your mindset has to be in a place that says, you know what, my mindset is so clear, my directives are going to lead me to that next level of greatness, that next level that I know God has for me. Because what God has for me is for me. Now, but you got to understand something. What God has for you, it is for you. But just because it's for you doesn't mean you're going to get to it. Why? Because if you're out of focus, those things will just pass you by. And we all want to get to that level that says, you know what, I want that which God has for me. So I have to adjust my mindset to to focus on my goals. I have to adjust my mindset to focus on my future. And then when you understand, you reflect, you refocus, you begin to rebuild. And in that rebuilding process, you start to grow. You start to grow. Focusing on a better future will separate you from old friends, and it will bring new people in to help you get to that next level. But you got to start to rebuild. So you got to understand your directives. You got to understand your directives. And then we talk about, you know, your DNA, necessary. What is necessary? Necessary can be defined as being absolute essential, something needed to achieve a certain result. That's necessary. And I love using the analogy of an eagle. What is necessary to make you soar like an eagle? What is necessary for you to get to that next level? What is necessary that's going to allow you to remain focused on your goal so you can achieve that which you know, that which you set out for you, that which you know that you deserve? What's necessary? What is necessary to make you soar like an eagle? And oftentimes, people miss out on what's necessary. Because there's one little word that's necessary. That one word has a big meaning, and that word is determination. How determined are you to reach your goals? How determined are you to reach that next level of greatness? How determined are you to remain focused on your future? Determination means not being limited by your own self-talk, doubting your abilities. Determination is pushing past what you think your own limits are and reaching new heights by always moving forward. You see, you got to make today the day you keep on pushing through, and you will have the breakthrough to success that you desire. What is your determination? What is your determination? What's necessary for you to get to that next level of greatness? What's necessary? See, you got to understand, when you have determination, obstacles will come, but you will be able to climb them. You will be able to climb each obstacle that comes your way. So you have to be determined. You have to be determined. So understanding your DNA, your directives, which are necessary for achievement, your directives necessary. So when I ask the question, are you ready to soar? What's necessary for you to soar? Soar is nothing but seeking opportunities of achievement and responsibility. What is it that you're seeking? What is it that you're seeking? Are you focused? Are you determined on that which you're seeking? And once you understand that which you're seeking, you will realize that there are opportunities all around you. There's opportunities all around you. There are people waiting to help you get to that next level. But that achievement in soar, the A, has to be defined by you. And with that comes responsibility. So what's necessary for you to soar? What's necessary? Do I have the determination to soar in 2016? Do I have the determination to remain focused in 2016? Do I have the determination to do what's necessary for me to get to that next level in 2016? Ask yourself that question. And then you've got to understand. You've got to understand. When you step up to the plate, when you step up to greater, things will begin to happen. God will begin to bring people in your circle that will help you, that help guide you, to help you get to that next level. But see, we can't be afraid. Listen to me. We can't be afraid of the help that God sends our way. And so many people get afraid, like, well, if he comes and help me, if she comes and help me, he's going to steal my thunder. No, I'm just reminded of what Zig Ziglar always says. If you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want. Don't be afraid to help people. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. Because, again, we're talking about your DNA, your directives necessary for achievement. And when we talk about achievement, when we talk about achievement, achievement is defined by you. When you are focused on your future, your achievement is defined by you. What is it that you want to achieve? What is it that you want to obtain out of life? What is it? What is it that you want to achieve? Oftentimes, we get so caught up in other people's achievements that we forget what we want out of life. We forget what we want out of life. So you got to understand. When you're able to grasp that DNA, your directives necessary for achievement, then you will be able to stretch forth, and you will be able to go from good to great. Because I just believe in my heart, there are so many people that are stuck in good when God has greater in store. So many people that are stuck in good when God has greater in store. So you have to be able to follow that passion. Follow your passion and understand that I am focused on a better future. I'm focused on a better future. I'm focused on, you know, I tell my kids all the time, I'm focused on graduating high school, going to college. I'm focused on getting that job. I'm focused on a better life. It doesn't matter where you come from. I don't care if you can't find your father with a roadmap. I don't care if your mother and aunts are involved in any and everything. I don't care if your brothers are locked up. It doesn't matter. My concern is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? So I'm just encouraging people. I encourage people. Your DNA says, you know what? I'm destined for success. Your DNA says, I'm destined to reach my goals. Your DNA says, you know what? I can achieve this. I can come out of this. I can get to that next level of greatness. I'm tired of being stuck in good. Why? Because my DNA says, I am destined for greater. I'm destined for greater. So that's the tidbits that I just wanted to share tonight, that know your DNA. Know your directives necessary for achievement. What are you guided? What are you guided toward? What's necessary for you to reach that? And what does achievement look like for you? What does it look like for you? When you're focused on a goal, don't allow anybody or anything to stop you, because your DNA says, you know what? I'm destined for greatness. I may get knocked down, but I'm getting back up. I may get told no, but after a while, a yes is going to come. I may fail time and time again, but I'm going to keep trying because I'm destined for greatness. I have not reached a glass ceiling. I've shattered my glass ceiling. Why? Because I'm destined for greatness. When you are focused on your future, you will know that you're destined for greatness. So that's it in a nutshell, Lee. I just want to share that aspect, letting people know that, you know what, because of your DNA, you're destined for greatness. Because of your DNA, you are destined for greatness. And your DNA is nothing but your directives necessary for achievement.
Absolutely. I'm telling you. You're going to make me get up and run around my office, I just tell you. I'm telling you. I mean, so many times we use, like you said, fear, and many times it's just because it's uncharted waters. It takes you to a place of, just keep moving. Just keep moving. God didn't bring you this far to leave you, and he won't. And as you walk, you'll pick up that momentum. I'm telling you, you will be like, wow, I can't believe that I hadn't done this sooner.
and that's it. That is so true. Yeah. That is so true. A lot of times, you know, people will ask questions about, well, I don't know if I can do that or not. And it's amazing because I love the story of Peter walking on the water. I mean, I love that Bible story. I love it. Because Peter got out, and we know he got out of the boat. But we have a whole lot of people, a whole lot of people with a boat mentality, but they want to walk on the water. And it's sad to have a boat mentality when God has given you water walking power. I didn't come to preach. I had to share that because too many people get stuck on the boat. Yeah. Too many people get stuck right where they are and say, you know what, I wish I could have, should have, would have. And God is saying, you know what, step out. When you're focused, step out. And even if you fall, I'm going to be there to catch you. Step out.
Wow. Love it. You know, so many people are sitting in that good. When God says, I have great for you, there's greatness on the inside of you. And that's why this year, the first entire month, we're talking about being strategic being intentional about everything, even the shows are intentional, you know, making sure that everything on the inside of you is just like just jumping, saying, I got to do this each and every week. I got to do this. I can't sit down any longer. It's like I tell people all the time, it's like when you hear my voice or hear someone's voice that I'm bringing to you, I want you to be Elizabeth being pregnant, and I want us to be Mary, and I want your baby jumping and leaping because that baby got to be birthed this year. So it is time to move in the greatness, into that greatness that's already on the inside. And that greatness already on that side. So you've authored a book entitled 3 Weeks to a Focused Future?
That is correct.
All right. Tell us what inspired it.
Well, I do quite a bit of workshops. And in my workshop, people would leave, you know, pumped up. They would leave excited. They would leave on fire. But then that fire would sizzle out, and I would get calls like, you know, Sarat, I like what you said. I took notes, but I need something more. You know, I need something to help me stay focused on what you just discussed in the workshop. Mm-hmm. So by them asking me the question, they need something to help them stay focused. I was like, okay, I wanted to do something simple that would help them. And so out of that, out of those conversations, the book was born, 3 Weeks to a Focus, and the reason that it's 3 Weeks to a Focus Future is they say if you do something for 21 straight days, it becomes a habit. So 3 weeks, 21 days, it's that habit. And it's 21 principles to help you remain focused on a goal. Whatever goal you set forth, it's 21 principles. And a lot of my principles are based on athletics. So I think I love sports. So a lot of my principles are based on athletics. And so you just follow the book, and there's little work pages in the back that to help you on a daily basis to help you, you know, achieve that goal. Because, again, I just believe there's greatness on the inside of everybody. It just needs people need help for that greatness to come out. So when you read the book, you have things like, you know, like day five is prepare for your hurdles. And in life, we all have hurdles that we have to face, seen and unseen. And just like the hurdler, he or she trains to jump hurdles at a precise time. He or she trains to jump those hurdles with enough steps in between. And we all know what happens if they hit a hurdle. They normally would fall and lose the race. But the great thing about it, they are able to get back in the race. They may come in last, but they're get back in the race. So, you know, it's 21 principles to help you stay focused on your goal. 21 principles, and even, you know, even the day 18, it says don't be afraid to finish. So many people get close to their goals. They get afraid. And that's a bad fact. They'll get close to reaching a goal, and they say, well, I've done 85%. That's good. That's good enough. Because if I do 100%, what would they think of me? What would they think about me? What is my family going to say if I achieve this level? What will my friends say if I achieve this level? What is my what are my surroundings? What are people going to talk? They're going to talk about me if I achieve this level. You got to understand, you can't be afraid to finish. If I'm focused on a better future, you best believe I am not going to be afraid to finish. I'm going to stay in this race. I'm going to run on. I got to see what the end is going to be, and we cannot be afraid to finish. We can't be afraid to finish. And even in athletics, I mean, I equate a lot of things to athletics. Even when a team is up by a major, a big lead, they can't take the brakes off because it would give the other team time to catch up. So they have to keep pounding and pounding, keep pounding until that last second is off the clock. Too many people get comfortable. They get stuck in good. They get stuck in good. And that greatness will pass them by, and it's time to start all over again. And we can't afford to do that. So many people have, God has gifted so many people, but they're stuck in good. They're stuck in good, and no one has encouraged them to focus on a better future, or no one has encouraged them on a future at all. So that's, you know, that's that right there has brought the book out, you know, more so than anything. Just helping people get past that hurdle, helping people focus on a better future, helping people, letting them know, you know what, I'm too close to the finish line for me to turn around now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too close to the finish line for me to turn around now.
Yes. So how do they go about purchasing the book?
You can go to my website at Edward L. No, what is my website? EdwardLEnterprises.com. I had to think about it. www.edwardlenterprises.com. There is a link on there where you can order my book. And you order it from my website. I will make sure the book is autographed and sent out to you. You can also order it on Amazon.com, just 3 weeks to a focused future. But if you want an autographed copy, go to my website. Go to my website and get the autographed copy, and it will be sent out to you.
Okay. All right. Perfect. We're going to open the lines up. See if anybody has any questions, if anyone has any. We're going to open up the line. Press 1. If you have a question or comment from Mr. Edward Zarat or myself, if you press 1, and we will bring you on live with us to answer your question. And don't be bashful. There's no question that is not a good question. We are walking in greatness. We'll help you get to that great that you already have on the inside of you. We'll just help you get tap into it and get it going. So if you have a question, press 1. While we're waiting, because I know someone wants to press 1, but they're being bashful. While we're waiting, tell me, do you know why people tend to act as if, hold on, we actually have a caller that's just press 1. So we'll take that question, and then I'll come back with that, okay?
All right.
You are live on Fire to Inspire. You are live with a question or comment. Who do we have on the line with us?
You have Annie Fernandez, Stephanie, South Carolina.
Hi, Miss Annie Fernandez. And what question or comment?
I didn't have any questions. I just wanted to let Mr. Edward Zarat know that I read his book and it was great.
Well, thank you so much for reading the book and calling in and listening in on tonight. I really appreciate that.
All right. I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And, Mr. Edward, that is my mother listening in from Gaffney, South Carolina tonight. Yay!
Oh, hey!
But she actually was able to read the book, and she was elated just like I was. And I'm telling you, if they don't have the book, they definitely need to get a copy. Yes. Well, thank you for dialing in, Mom.
You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Do we have another caller tonight? Welcome. Thank you so much for dialing in. I tell you, one of the questions I was about to ask you, thinking about it real quick before I forget, why do you think people are afraid of being successful? Because sometimes I've run into people as I'm talking to them, they're afraid of actually being successful. What do you think that's about?
Well, there's quite a bit of answers for those. One of the things that I would say, what I found out, people are afraid of the unknown. And
mm-hmm.
when you have that someone to help you, if you don't have that that coach, if you don't have someone, that mentor that says, you know what,
mm-hmm.
you can do this. So
mm-hmm.
oftentimes in families, we look at our families, how many people are entrepreneurs? How many people are successful entrepreneurs? How many people are
mm-hmm.
successful in what they're doing? Now, I'm not talking about anybody, you know, not being successful at what they're doing, because I know there's some great fathers and mothers who've been on the job 20 and 30 years. But God has placed something on the inside of us that allows us to get to another level. And that next level says, you know what, I can achieve these things. But we get afraid of what people might say. We get afraid of what people might think about us. So we said, well, I'm right here. Again, it goes back to what I said. We get stuck in good. So many people get stuck in good that they forget, and they're fearful about being great. So if you don't have that you're looking up to that says, you know what, they did it. They did it. So if they can do it, I can do it. How many people in our lives, how many people that, you know, we can look to on a daily basis that says, you know what, they're doing what I want to do. There's not enough mentors out there that's reaching back. That's one of my, and I think that's one of the problems. There's not enough real mentors that's reaching back and saying, you know what, let me help this young man. Let me help this young woman. Let me show this adult. Let me show them that it can happen. People talked about me when I was writing a book. What do you know about writing a book? Well, I know none of y'all know nothing about writing a book. And I didn't say y'all. I know, you know, y'all don't know anything about writing a book. But I know enough people around. I'm going to find somebody to help me write this book. I'm not going to be fearful of what someone says about me, because their opinion about me is not my opinion of me.
Yeah.
So people get fearful because they try to think, well, they may talk about me. But what do I do when I get to that level? I don't know what to do. So all I know is I need to work on this job for 20, 30 years that I really don't like and retire and get me a watch and sit back in a rocking chair and just relax. You know, that's cool, what you want to do. But I just think God has called us to greatness. And if there's a passion on the inside of you, don't allow someone to steal that passion or to take that passion from you. Don't allow it.
Yes. You know, I just thought of, I just kind of felt something. Why be common when you can be extraordinary? You're not normal. You're extraordinary. So be that extraordinary person. You're not ordinary. You're extraordinary. So be that. It's already on the inside of you. Be exactly who God created you to be. You know, and if you don't know how, just like when I wrote my first book, my children's book, no one in my circle had ever written a book before. So I had no one to go to. But what I did do was I used the internet and I did my research. And as I did my research, God saw that I was doing my part. So then he started putting me in the path of people who were writing or who had just released books. And so by the time I come in contact with a lot of them, I was already in my process of getting it done. But at the same time, they were able to, you know, encourage me that, hey, you know, you're waiting on your proof and this, that, and other. It was so exciting. Okay. But you got to keep stepping forward, even if you don't understand how. Research. And I tell people, each and every day, whatever your goal is, do something. If it's nothing but research, you know, today, and, you know, strategize tomorrow, brainstorm another day, but do something daily. Something small each day will amount to reaching that goal so much faster.
Exactly.
You can do it.
Exactly.
It's already in you.
And people don't realize that. People don't realize how important it is to work on that goal on a daily basis. Work on it on a daily basis. And you'll be surprised at the outcome. You will be surprised at the outcome.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Well, if we have any more callers, press 1. We'll take you for a quick question or comment. And again, we would like to thank our sponsors for tonight's show. Our sponsors are Nell Jackson Designs. You know, I drew a blank.
Okay.
In the greatness of God in the spiritual realm. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Unique Expression by Design. And Ross Hair and Beauty Bar. I tell you, I'm thankful each and every week for these people who are sowing into my ministry as well as being a blessing and being blessed to get the word out about their ministries. The scripture that comes to mind, my favorite scripture, is Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, "For I know I have the plans for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So he's given us the hope and the future. All we got to do is move toward the greatness that's already on the inside. Just take a step.
And you will see
moving, you know, just being intentional about taking that step, you know. I'm excited. I'm so excited for the testimonies that are going to be shared this year because I'm getting them already. You know, Ali, I got such and such accomplished. I'm getting chats on Facebook. I'm getting text messages from people that know me personally. I'm getting, you know, people reaching out to me in all of the different social media. Girl, you're helping me birth this baby. And that feels good to know that you're walking in what God called you to, because there's nothing like being in and walking in and living on purpose. There's nothing like it. You can't put an amount of money on it. You can't. But I tell you, whatever it is that God has called you to do, each and every person, whether you're listening live or you're getting ready or you're listening to the recording, whatever it is on the inside of you, tap into it, pray about it, and say, God, I am great. I will do this. I can do this. I have your DNA, so therefore I declare and decree that I will walk in the greatness that's on the inside of me. So I'm telling you, it's in you. All you got to do is move. All you got to do is take a step. Well, did you have anything to leave with our listeners tonight?
Well, you know, I just want to thank you, Aaliyah, that God has given. Thank you for the vision God has given you, and you acting upon it and making it happen. I really do appreciate all that you're doing, and I just see great things God has in store, not only for you but for On Fire to Inspire. So some great things are about to take place with you. Some great things about to take place with you. So just be prepared. Just be prepared. And again, I'm just thankful to be on the show. Thankful to share, you know, my little bit of wisdom and what God has given me. And, you know, hopefully someone heard and heard something that they said, you know what, I got to really step up and adjust and embrace the fact that my DNA has destined me for success. Embrace it. You know, and when I think about that, you know, I think about the poem where it says, not how did he die, but how did he live, not what did he gain, but what did he give. These are the measures that merit the worth of a man or a woman, regardless of birth. Not what was his station, but had he a heart, and how did he play his God-given part. Each of us has a God-given part to play. Each of us has a God-given part to play. And when you're playing that God-given part, understand success is on the horizon. Success is yours. Your greater is coming. Your greater is coming. So just leave with that, letting the listeners know there is nothing to fear. You go, quit fearing things, quit fearing people, quit fearing success. You know, there's nothing to fear. You are the best and strongest and mightiest too, but you can pass any battle or test, for there's no one just like you. There's only one you in the world today, so nobody else you see can do your work in just a fine way. You're the only you it'll be. There's only one you, for you can and you will, for you're the invincible you. So set your foot on the highest hill. All your listeners tonight, there's nothing you cannot do. Ms. Butler, I thank you so much for having me, and I pray it was a blessing to not only you but to the listeners.
Amen, amen. Thank you again for, allowing us to be a part of your calendar. And we thank you so much for gracing the presence of On Fire to Inspire. We hope to have you back at another time.
Would love to.
Great. I want to close out with a piece that I wrote called Dare to Dream. And I'm actually going to play the audio. On Fire to Inspire, actually, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, this show is actually a vision that God gave me as a result of a book that he gave me. The book was released May 31st, 2014. And then the same year he said, okay, you've given them the book. Now it's time to start the radio show to give them life and birth visions and dreams each and every week. So that's why On Fire to Inspire is here, to build you up, to uplift you, and to help push you into your purpose and your passion. Again, this piece that I'm going to close out with tonight is called Dare to Dream, and it is from the audiobook of On Fire to Inspire. And the books can be purchased online, and they are available on Amazon as well, where you can email me at onfireinspire@gmail.com. Here is Dare to Dream.
Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
That was Dare to Dream from On Fire to Inspire, the audio book. That music was played by Third Heaven Sounds, and the words were actually by yours truly, Miss On Fire to Inspire, Leah Butler. Again, thank you so much for taking time to listen to On Fire to Inspire. Tonight we are on each and every week at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays, Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Tell your friends, tell your family, it is time for them to stop existing and start living the life that God created you to live. I'm Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'll see you next week. Thank you again for joining me. I love you and have a great week. There is greatness on the inside of you. I want to see it manifest now. Have a great day.